there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
Meet Sumner One, your go-to source for all things office technology. We're proud to be one of the largest independently owned providers in the region with 11 strategic locations across 5 states. At Sumner One, we specialize in workplace solutions, enterprise print, production print, large format solutions, cutting-edge document technology, and more. Quality, service, and innovation. That's the Sumner One advantage. Visit us online at sumneronecom. That's SUMNER1.com. Sumner One, welcome to the one place where everything works.
Joey Vitale views things a little differently. Just imagine how he looks at hockey.
Whoa!
This is The View from Vitale, brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
Okay, here's... We got an issue here. I have our Breadco bag, because we have our bread sliced.
What did you do?
I had the Breadco bag sitting right in front of the gold glove.
Yeah,
I wanted to mention that
earlier.
Yeah. I should not have had the Breadco bag sitting right in front of the giant gold glove that resides behind us.
Are we back on the air, by the way?
We are,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were going to admit that on the air.
No, we're efforting Danny Mac here, or Danny Mac, Joey V. But yeah, we've got a beautiful Rawlings giant gold. What do you say? That's 4 feet tall, maybe 4-5 feet tall. It's a giant gold glove.
I'd say it's taller because you haven't described it properly, Rick.
Go ahead, Dan.
Well, you also have the base.
Uh huh.
So the base is probably 3 feet, maybe
2 feet,
two and a half,
yeah.
Two, and then you have the 4 foot Rawlings glove.
Let me stand. I'm 6'2", and so this glove is.
Yeah, you're about 7 feet with the standard.
With the base, yeah, it's probably 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
So maybe a 5 foot glove and a 2 foot base, 2.5 foot base.
Yeah.
So, and it's got all of the gold, the people who won the most gold gloves. You want to know who's won the most? And we're efforting Joey V, but, Joey V is here. I'll just tell you that in left field, the most gold gloves, Barry Bonds and Alex Gordon each won 8. Willie Mays in center field, Roberto Clemente in right. Infield, Robinson, Ozzie, Roberto Alomar, and Keith Hernandez won 11 times. Greg Maddux is the all-time Gold Glove winner among pitchers, and Pudge Rodriguez behind the plate. Joey V, good morning. How are you, sir?
Randy, good morning, buddy. Doing great today.
Good. Hey, as a bakery guy, I want to start with this, because we were able to partake of the fantastic bread-sliced cinnamon crunch bagels from Panera this morning. We had a kerfuffle last year, I don't know if you'll remember this, over bread-sliced bagels. Where do you fall in the bread-sliced bagel opinion?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I'm supposed to. My sister actually works for Panera, so I can never take any digs at Panera, whether they slice it or anything. I think that the bagel slices are certainly appropriate for a date setting. You know, if you're meeting someone for a cup of coffee, it's a business setting. You want a bagel, but you also have to look polished and professional. So
sure,
the bagel slices are perfect. I mean, there's nothing worse than, you know, meeting a girl for a date or meeting a guy for a date and sit down, you want a bagel, and all of a sudden you're just slopping this big, massive thing in your face with cream cheese. It's hard to eat a normal bagel with cream cheese with class. Let's just be honest. I mean, it's like ribs.
Great point.
It's like ribs. So, you know, they say if you're going to go on a date, grab a bagel. To me, Panera is a spot because they're going to make those little delicate slices where, you know, let's be honest, let's be classy. You know what I mean?
And Joey, while I 100% agree with classy, let's look at it from another angle. Let's look at it from a functionality angle. If you have the delicious cinnamon crunch bread sliced bagel, you get cinnamon crunch with every single bite. If the cinnamon crunch bagel is sliced normally, the bottom half has no extra cinnamon flavor.
Bingo. It's no different than when you take a piece of New York style pizza, and if it's so hot, that first bite, and you draw all the toppings off on that first bite, it kind of, you know, it kind of slaps you in the chin and just gives you third degree burns on your chin. And then you look at the rest of the pizza and it's just dough and sauce. No one's got time for that. I mean, that's the same thing with the cinnamon crunch bagel. You gotta respect the crunch. You know, I think I actually have a shirt that says respect the crunch, or if I don't, I'm going to make one. But to your point, Randy, eat a little bit in every slice, because that texture is important, you know, and people think that it's flavor. It's not for flavor, it's for texture. You know, we had this talk once about donuts. When you put those sprinkles on donuts, it's colorful, it draws the kids in, but a sprinkle is very important for the integrity of a donut, because you need a dimension of crunch. You need some texture, and that's what the sprinkle provides. And to me, that's what the cinnamon crunch provides on the Panera bagel, especially when you slather it up with some of their walnut cream cheese.
Hey, Joey, would you rather talk about this stuff or hockey?
I feel like I'm in the wrong profession on most days. I got into the a tipping cow conversation over the weekend with one of the games. I forget which one it was. But Sammy Blay, someone went in to hit Sammy Blay, and they just bounced off him. And we got into a whole tipping cow situation. I never got into tipping cows, never tried it once. But I would imagine that it looked kind of similar to what I saw there. There's something about when I see things on the rink, I just always try to – or I don't know why I find myself relating them to animals and food. But I do enjoy talking about both, Danny. Is this a stepping stone to something on the Food Network? Maybe.
Huh. Interesting.
By the way, just as an aside here, one of the great movies in history is Cars, where they have a great cow tipping scene. Cow tipping is a great topic to discuss, because it's really not as vile and as heinous and as mean as it's made out to be. Cows can get back up. It's just kind of entertaining.
I never tried it before, but the craziest thing I've ever done with a cow was I drank milk right from the udder once. I was at, ooh, I forget what farm I was at, but that's in its raw state. And I think that milk, raw milk gets a bad rap these days, because at one point there was like some E. coli and bacteria possibly in the milk. And so then what do? We end up, homogenizing it and pasteurizing the crud out of it to get bad bacteria. But like anything else, when you zap milk and you pasteurize it, yeah, you're getting rid of the bad, but guess what? You're also getting rid of some of the good. It's no different than like chemotherapy for people who are going through cancer. They say that, when you're shocking the system, you're killing the cancer cells, but you're also killing a lot. That's why people lose hair. It's no different with milk, where you end up losing a lot of the good as well, and you miss some of the good nutrients. But if you guys never had raw milk, I'm telling you, I don't recommend it for kids if you're a little freaked out about, maybe giving your kids raw milk, but it doesn't have a long shelf life. But there's this one spot, Randy and Mac, Danny Mac, if you're interested, I know here in Missouri they provide raw milk. It tastes like a vanilla milkshake. But, yeah, the guy, he was milking, he was just tugging and pulling and tugging at the milk. And it was just shooting out of the udders, and all of a sudden I was getting kind of close. And he directed the udder right at my face. And just gave me a quick shot right in the face. Just splatter all over my face. And I was licking my chops. It was all in my beard. It was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Hey, Joey, how about them Blues?
Them Blues are going good, Danny Mac. Them Blues are going good. They're in a good spot. They're in a great spot because, listen, they're still playing meaningful hockey, and that's what it's about this time of the year. Ideally, you want to be in a playoff spot. Everyone knows that. But they're still alive. And, are they going to get in? Ideally, probably not. I mean, you look at the statistics. I think that with a game in hand for the Vegas Golden Knights, the L.A. Kings already sealed up their fate last night with a win. So, really, you're chasing Vegas. It's really a two-man race right now. Vegas has got the one game in hand. They do end up playing the Blackhawks at one point. They do end up playing the Ducks at one point. And they're playing a Minnesota team tonight. All the rest of the four games, including the Colorado game on Sunday, all at the Fortress in Vegas, which is Advantage Vegas. And, again, a couple weaker teams, and the Blues certainly have the Carolina Hurricanes and the Dallas Stars. So the chances are slim. They're still possible, though. So that's number one. Number two, and this is the most important thing, is they're playing meaningful hockey this time of the year, which when you look at the future – you look at players like Zachary Bolduc, Scott Perunovich, Joel Hofer. I mean, I can't tell you the amount of value you're bringing to these players individually for playing this intense hockey this time of the year. It is helping them. It is a huge part of development. I've been a part of organizations where this time of the year we're geared up for playoffs, and it's an exciting time. I've been a part of organizations where we've been out, almost around the trade deadline, and it's not a fun thing either. And from a development standpoint of a young player, you can't put a price tag on the amount of just value you bring to them as far as what these games mean, how they need to bring a special level of intensity, a special level of focus,
when they're playing these games, because every mistake is highlighted. So it is really important. It's going to be a great energy building here tonight, a big test against the Carolina Hurricanes, who is one of the best teams right now in the National Hockey League. So all things considered, with all the young guys still in the lineup, I think that you're going to look back on this stretch, and I think a lot of these young players are going to say, hey, that was an important stretch for my development.
Hey, Joey, I want to ask you about your buddy Sidney Crosby last night becoming the 14th player in league history with 1,000 assists. What an amazing career he's had. Well, for you, and you played with him for a long time, what is the one thing from Sidney Crosby as a teammate that we don't know that we should?
One thing you don't know about Sid is that he remembers everything. I don't know if it's a photographic memory. Wayne Gretzky was known to be like this as well. When Wayne was a kid, he'd be watching Hockey Night in Canada, and he'd have a pencil, and he would just he would draw the rink on a piece of paper, and he would just follow the puck. So he's watching the game, but then he's kind of drawing where the puck is on the ice. And he had this way of remembering certain plays. And a lot of times that, you know, former teammates of Wayne would come up to him and they would tell him about a play, and he would follow it up with something else that happened on that play. And these people were just amazed by it. And Sid's kind of got that same memory. We were joking. I did a live Zoom with him for Bally Sports about 3 months ago. And it was of all the players that have assisted on one of Sidney Crosby's goals, they put this chart up, and I was on the very bottom. I had one assist on Sidney Crosby's many, many goals. Of course, I didn't get a chance to be out there with him very much, played the same position. So it was very rare that I was out there with him. But in that moment, on that Zoom, we were laughing. I was like, hey, Sid, I made the list. You probably don't remember this, but it was a big assist for you. We were in Detroit. It was in February, and I was kind of joking and kind of leaning into it. And I said, you know, without that assist, without that goal, you wouldn't have achieved this milestone. I forget what the milestone was. And he kind of laughed. And I'll never forget the next thing he said. He said, oh, I remember. It was from you and Chris Connor. It was in Detroit. You want to battle out of the corner. You picked your head up. You found it right down the middle. I mean, again, that was insane. I mean, it gave me goosebumps. I couldn't even, of all the goals, of all the championships, the gold medal games, world championships, Stanley Cups, huge playoff games. This was a meaningless hockey in Detroit in February of all times. And he remembered who passed it to me. He remembered where I was on the ice. He remembered how he got it. He even said, yeah, I remember I kind of slipped through the five hole. I mean, come on, guys. Like, of all the goals and all the great moments in this kid's career, I mean, I can't even remember what I had for dinner last night. And here's Sidney Crosby, of course, just I called him out on the spot, and he remembered instantly what that play was. So he's got this memory about him. Again, I think it comes from this ultra level of focus that he brings to every single thing. But he's got this photographic memory about the game and certain plays that I just don't know if enough people really appreciate at this point. I think when he retires and he kind of digs into more of his career one day, I think people will definitely appreciate that more often.
That's incredible. Joey V, always good to have you on the show. Thanks so much for the time. I'm coming to the game tonight, so I'm going to stop by and pat you on the back.
Please do. Please do. Good to talk to you guys as always. You guys have a wonderful weekend now.
All right, you too, Joey. Thank you. Take care. That's Joe Vitale, the great Joe Vitale here on 101 ESPN.